This is KWBU. Alice Luniakova is from the Czech Republic and attends the University of Brno there. A couple years back, through her university's exchange program, she came to study at McLennan Community College. She says she was surprised at the strong Czech culture in Central Texas, and now she's presenting about it.
So I just want to take a little step back, and mm-hmm. you are from the Czech Republic,
right?
From Prague,
yes.
But you came here to Waco as part of a foreign exchange program, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you came here, and you came here not knowing of the area's Czech history, so when you first came here, what was it like to find out that there was a bit of home in Central Texas?
That's a very good question. So I was totally amazed and impressed because I felt like I'm at home, which is something I don't feel very often when I travel, because whenever I go, people usually don't know where the Czech Republic is. But here, people knew everything or know everything about the Czech Republic, and some people can even still speak the language. So I was totally impressed that how I would put it in one sentence. And I felt also proud that people here still, that it's important for Czech descendants here to maintain their heritage.
And what was it that really kind of got you interested in looking at Czech migration in the 19th century to Texas?
Because I realized I don't know why the people came here, why they chose Texas. And I wanted to know it because I should know it. It's part of our history, actually. And one thing that is quite sad, that this story is not very known in the Czech Republic. For example, we don't learn about it at school. I was quite a good student, or I hope, and I would have remembered it if we had studied.
Yeah, and what have you found?
All right, so it's a very good question as well. First of all, it's a very broad topic, and there are many connections. But the main thing I found out that the situation and the conditions in the Czech lands weren't good in the 19th century. Actually, there was no Czech Republic in the 19th century. We were under Austria-Hungary oppression. For example, the Czech language wasn't official. You had to speak German. Mm-hmm. And people really desired freedom. They were seeking for freedom, both religious, both political, or just freedom of living.
And when we're looking at, migration, mm-hmm. On like a global scale, there's always those push and pull
factors,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, what were some of the opportunities here in Central Texas that were pulling these groups of Czech people to mm-hmm. the area?
Right. I was also asking myself this question. So definitely the large amount of land, Czech Republic or Czech lands, were quite small, and here people could buy really incredible land. I mean, the area they could buy, it was really large, and that was the principal reason why they decided to come here. And second thing, money, the price of the land. Was really good, that the prices were reasonable. What I found out that in the 1850s, they could buy like an acre from $5 to $10.
All of this is what you're going to be talking about at your presentation?
Right, yes. The title is, as you know, How Kolache Came to Texas. But I'm not an expert for Kolache. So I'm talking like in general, why Czech people came here, about the history of our country, and I will mention, of course, something about Kolache. I will mention that here people pronounce Kolaches, yeah. but it's not correct because collages you make plural of plural, because that single is collage and then plural is collage. So collages is like you make plural of plural. So I would like to learn this kind of thing to people who will come. Yeah, so I will, and I will also share my Texas story as I share it with you now, how it began, that I arrived, I didn't know anything, and I started to be interested in it.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, thank you for talking with KWBU today. I enjoyed it.
Thank you for inviting.